And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with temperatures falling throughout the morning. We've already lost 7 degrees since 6:30 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Well, topping news from around the state, a medical helicopter crash in north central Iowa has killed three people. Witnesses told deputies that the helicopter burst into flames when it went down. Bob Fisher has more from Ventura.
The helicopter used by Mercy Medical Center North Iowa at Mason City as part of the MedTrans helicopter service crashed just north of Ventura at about 9 o'clock Wednesday night. Two of the three killed were hospital employees, nurse Shelley Lair Langenbaugh and paramedic Russell Peel. The third person was a MedTrans pilot whose name has not been released. Mercy North Iowa President Dan Varnum says the entire organization is devastated and the victim's colleagues in healthcare are grieving the loss. The cause of the accident is unknown. The FAA and local law enforcement officials continue to investigate.
And again, that helicopter was operated by a Lewisville, Texas-based service company, MedTrans Air Medical Transport. News time is 7:08.
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
Papa Bear,
Mama Bear,
and Baby Bear.
Pa, wake up.
What is it, Ma? You're supposed to be sleeping.
I was, but I was just thinking.
You woke me up because you were thinking?
Well, just listen to me. With our new addition, we're going to need some updating done to our cave, including the plumbing.
Then, one day, this boy came to the door.
So, you need to have some plumbing done.
Oh, you again?
Again? May I suggest you call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. They also specialize in new and remodeled plumbing, as well as sewer and line repair. Plus, they always offer prompt, courteous service at competitive prices.
You know, Pa, they did do good work on our heating system.
For all your plumbing needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, 243-2260.
Can we go back to sleep now? It's way too soon to be awake.
A new addition? Cool beans. I'm going to be a big sister.
In area news, a man from Montgomery County was arrested last night on drug charges, according to the Red Oak Police Department. 23-year-old Edward Taylor Harmon of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11 p.m. Wednesday. Taylor Harmon faces a possession of a controlled substance charge when he appears before a magistrate later this morning. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash-only bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Wednesday morning here in Atlantic and took care of administrative matters as they head into the new year. According to Auditor Dale Sunderman, the board elected Mark Wiedemeyer as chairman for 2013, while Frank Waters was elected vice chair for the current year. Oaths of office were administered to Sunderman, Sheriff Darby McLaren, and the supervisors, all of whom were reelected to serve during the November 2012 general election. Karen Othout and Sherry Carnes were once again appointed deputy auditors. Sheriff's deputies, including Bill Ayers, Ben Bartholomew, Ryan Johnson, Corey Larson, Josh McLaren, and Kyle Quist, were all approved for reappointment to their posts, as well as Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westring and Sheriff's Assistants Billy Taylor McLaren and Johnny Knudsen. Steph Witzman was reappointed as civil process server. In other business, County Recorder's Administrative Assistant Mary Ward's employment status was changed from part-time to full-time, retroactive to January 1st, and wage adjustments were granted by the supervisors for Mental Health General Assistant Assistant General Director Debbie Schuler and Vicki Adams, who's the VA MHGA Assistant. The board also elected to continue to hold their regular sessions on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. unless otherwise specified in the previous minutes of their meetings. Many other committee and commission appointments were made during Wednesday's Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting, including those for township trustees and clerks. And the board voted to authorize county officials to destroy records in their possession which have been on file for 10 or more years and are not required to be kept as permanent records under the Code of Iowa. Supervisors' next meeting is on Wednesday, January 9th at 9 a.m., and during that session, they'll hold the first of two public hearings on an amendment to the zoning ordinance for a change in the zoning district or district's permitted principal uses. Two new members of the Shelby County Board of Supervisors were sworn into office Wednesday morning. Prior to the start of the board's regular meeting, Charlie Parkhurst and Steve Kankel, along with Auditor Marsha Carter and Shelby County Sheriff Mark Irvey, were officially sworn in. Parkhurst and Kinkle were elected to the board last November. They replaced supervisors James Burmeister and Delbert Hull. In other business, the Shelby County supervisors reelected Roger Schmitz as the board chair, while Kinkle was nominated as vice chair. Auditor Marcia Carter informed the board that she, along with Schmitz, recently attended the Ordinance Committee meeting to discuss the hotel motel tax, and during that meeting she volunteered to become a fiscal agent for the tax money. However, the supervisors did not make an actual motion regarding the hotel motel tax ordinance. They're likely to bring that to their next meeting on Tuesday. News time is 7:12.
Hello? Hi, Helen. Wait, what's going on over there?
Well, I was trying to get a jump start and do a checkup on my furnace.
What do you know about furnaces? Don't you know you're supposed to leave that to the professionals like those at Masker Plumbing and Heating?
Well, Marge, it's only in a few pieces. Do you think they can come put it back together for me?
Oh, Helen, what were you thinking? Here, let me get you the number for Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic so you can call someone who knows what they're doing. It's 712-243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your furnace inspection today. Be sure to check with your tax advisor for any available tax credits for installing new high-efficiency equipment. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, see Masker Plumbing and Heating or give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Robert Birch Sr., age 90, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robert Birch Sr. will be today at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Irene Marie Kramer Friesen, age 95, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Irene Friesen will be on Friday, tomorrow, at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Church in Council Bluffs. The Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Lavon Klinkefus, age 93, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Lavon Klinkefus will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Eugene Jean Francis Casey, age 64, of Griswold, died December 24th at his home in Griswold. A memorial mass for Jean Casey will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Bruno Jr. Sonny Reichardt, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died December 20th. Celebration of life services for Sonny Reichardt will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Ione Aim, age 87, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ione Aim are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Marietta Holste, age 91, of Bridgewater, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Marietta Holste are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Gladys White, age 98, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Services for Gladys White are pending at the Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news and funeral announcements brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.